Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Seasons of Purpose broadcast, a ministry of New Season Church International. Ecclesiastes 3:1 states, "To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven." We are your hosts, Pastors Jasper and Constance Whitehurst. Thank you for tuning in, and now let's begin our study in the all-sustaining Word of God. Hallelujah.
It's a new season. It's a new day. Yeah, resting on you. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, oh, oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Seasons of Purpose Queen Talk Radio broadcast. Praise God. We thank God for everyone that tuned in. Tonight, we have a special program for you, and it is our Cancer Conversation Nutrition Now broadcast. Praise God. And we are hosting none other than Dr. Justina Awani, who is our guest. She has so graciously allowed come, and she's so graciously going to join us this evening. So we thank God for her tuning in, and we thank God for you tuning in. I'm going to pause just for a moment here. Play some welcoming music, and we'll be right back. We're having a little technical difficulty. Praise God.
Me and I know who I am. We are a
chosen generation will then call for to show His excellence. All I require for life God has given me, for I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what He says I am, where He says I'm at. I know who I am. I know who God says I am, what He says I am, where He says I'm at. I know who I am. I'm working in power. I work in miracles. I live a life of favor.
I am where He says. day.
Amen, amen. Good evening, everyone, and welcome again to the Queen Talk Cancer Conversations Nutrition Now radio broadcast. We thank God for God's presence and allowing us to come tonight and share with you this important broadcast and the information that will go forth. We have a special guest in the house tonight that we look forward to each Queen Talk radio broadcast for 2024 by the grace of God, and that's none other than Dr. Justina Awani of Nature We Belong Natural Food. She's going to come and share some information and knowledge with us. Cancer Conversations, this is an important and such a very, very relevant topic. And so we want to talk about it. But before we do, we always like to begin our program with a word of prayer. So I ask that you bow your head tonight with me. Heavenly Father, we thank you again for another opportunity, Lord, to come before you, Heavenly Father, to share your word and to share such relevant information, Lord God, about this topic, which we know concerns you, Father God. We ask that you bless this program, bless those that have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the masses. Let them receive, Lord God, and hopefully be a blessing to change their life, that they have the will and the tenacity to implement this information that will make a radical life change. For we know, Father God, that it is your will that we prosper and be in health, even as our soul prospers. And it's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Praise God. Do you know that here in the United States, in 2024, this year, it is estimated that there will be over 2 million new cases of cancer, over 2 million, a lot of lives that are impacted. And so we have come on this very relevant topic of talking about cancer, cancer conversations, and not only about cancer, but about a variety of many diseases as well. The Lord laid on Sister Justina's heart as well as mine to come together to join forces to talk about our physical health, but also from a spiritual perspective. We want to share with you information from God's divine kitchen and his divine diet plan and nutrition plan that he has that's really outlined in his word. God has much to say about nutrition and health. He starts off even as we talk about in 1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20, and there is a question that's asked that's relevant for all of us. And it says this: do you not know that your bodies of the Holy Spirit who is in you and whom you have received from God, you're not your own, but you've been bought with a price. And therefore, because we've been bought with a price, we are supposed to honor God with our bodies. And then 3 John 1:2 goes on to say, dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul prospers. That's that scripture that I just shared with you about. God says that it's his will that you be in health and prosper even as your soul prospers. And then let me share one more scripture. 1 Corinthians 10:31 says this, very plain, very simple. It says, so whether you eat or you drink or whatever you do, how are you supposed to do it? You do it unto
the glory of our God. So we're coming tonight to share with you some information that's going to be beneficial for your health. Let me share this. This does not exclude or alleviate. We have to give this disclaimer to tell you to go and stop your medicines if you are taking before you move forward, to find out from your own physician as to how what we share and the information that you receive will affect you from a physical standpoint, medical standpoint. Also, too, again, we are delivering information. It is up to you whether you take the information and implement it into your life. So without further ado, we would like to bring Dr. Justina Awani on the line tonight. And again, we thank God for everybody that has tuned in, and we thank God for her tonight, her willingness to be able to share. She's on a crusade for health for all people. And so I just thank God for her. Good evening, Dr. Justina Awani. How are you?
I'm well, and you, Minister Constance?
Thank you so much.
Yes, I am.
Go right ahead.
Go ahead. First of all, I'm very grateful and thankful to God for to New Season Ministry for considering me in as sinful as I am to bring me closer to Jesus, to be clean by the blood of Jesus. I'm very grateful for that. Tonight, we will be talking about the destruction that indigestion do to us that we are not aware of. Every disease that's in the human body, it starts with indigestion.
My goodness.
Look at indigestion like this. If you put wrong gas in your car, the car is not going to start.
That's so true.
If you miss your exit, you're traveling on the 285, you miss the exit, it's going to take you a long run for you to find a way to get back to where you need to be at. And so the human body, if the food does not go down, it's a big problem to the entire organ systems of the human body. When you're in your car, when there's a blockage in the fuel pump, the fuel is not able to circulate the water in the engine system for the car to run. So this is the same thing that happened to our bodies in digestion. When the food does not go down to supply the heart muscle, to supply the liver muscle, to supply the gut muscle, to supply the brain muscle, to supply the entire cellular system that gives us hope, it's a problem. It's a big problem. Once the water cannot circulate, some area get dry. When that area get dry, where blood is not able to go there, what happens? It begins to form lumps, and sometimes they will call it cancer. Sometimes we call it tumors. And so this is something that we need to pay attention to seriously as a human being. Some medical community are aware that the effects of indigestion, some are not. And the human being thinks that eating and drinking and putting your food down, no, you're not. What you're doing to yourself is you are causing yourself indigestion. God is a very smart living soul that will ever live.
Yes, he is.
The saliva on your tongue is the water to bring your food down. So when you're drinking and eating, you are diluting the saliva. It's not going to be able to do its job to carry the food down. So some of the best way that you can avoid indigestion is you eat and wait for 30 minutes before you drink water. Mm-hmm. Or you drink the water and wait 30 minutes before you eat. Another thing you do to avoid stress, I mean, indigestion is stress. God is not stressed. Why are we stressing ourselves every day for sometimes nothing we've got no control over? Anxiety, depression, all these contribute to indigestion.
Wow.
Our bodies, like she said earlier, is the temple. The temple needs to be very clean and well maintained. And we are the only one that can do that.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't clean the temple and maintain it well, your brother or your sister is not bearing the consequence. It is you that are bearing it. When you go to the doctor, the first question is, how do you feel? So you got to use the feeling to clean the temple and keep it complete and whole. Look at your body like you will look at your bank account. Then you look at your retirement account. Then you look at anything that you cherish in your life. Look at your body like that. Our bodies are very expensive. We cannot afford for it to go wrong because we did not follow the divine guidelines of food that we're supposed to eat, not supposed to eat. Everything that God put on the face of this heart is not meant for everybody to eat at the same time, the same portion, no. You go into the book of Leviticus, it will tell you what portion to eat, what portion not to eat. And besides that, the human body was not made from the same material. God uses the same mud, but some were very wet, I want to believe. Some were very dry, I want to believe. Medium wet, medium dry, very dry. All these different things, as we live on the face of this earth as human beings, we need to look at some things that are on our own instead of somebody telling us, because at the end of the day, nobody can really explain how are you feeling except you. If you eat or drink, you can tell exactly how it's going down, how it's not going down.
Mm-hmm.
Some cancer, these cancer stuff, some of these things are, it's, if we really pay attention, we can go into, because anything that happens into the human body, it has a sign. But we are so busy that we do not pay attention to those signs. And even if we pay attention, we don't take it seriously. We don't say, you know what, this has been happening for over 2 weeks, so let me try to figure out what is wrong with me. We will sit there until when we get to the point where we get there and say, it's this fast, all these fishes, they come out with it. God, in his infinite mercy and grace, he wants us to pay attention to our bodies. Because this is all we have at the end of the day. We go to work 8 hours, 12 hours, 7 days a week, 6 days a week, 365 days, 56 days a year. We are not taking none of the money anyway except for the one they buy the casket, put your body inside, take it to the cemetery, they come in the nighttime, put your body in the ground and take the same casket by and sell it to somebody else. Indigestion is a very serious problem. Whether you got cancer or no cancer, please pay attention to your body. You talk to your body just like we are talking here tonight. There are simple herbs that you can use to take care of this problem. There are simple things that you can use to take care of this problem. Herbs like yellow dirt. Those are the type of tea that you want to drink depending on what your problem is every day, you want to drink no kind of tea like that. 4 ounces every day, or however much you want to drink it, it will help for the food to go down. Another thing we can do to be able to control our indigestion is fasting. You eat 2 o'clock in the morning. Why do you want to eat 7 o'clock in the morning? Because the doctor said you can't miss breakfast. You eat and you know that you feel full, but you still eat because somebody told you you can't miss breakfast. No. You don't allow somebody to tell you how to use your body. If you allow somebody to tell you how to use your body, it's like a stranger come to your house, want to tell you what to do in your own house. We can control cancer, yes. If we make our mind, we can control cancer. We can eradicate cancer.
Yes.
It's a matter of making up your mind to say, okay, sickness intention is to kill you. Sickness is not coming to give you hope. That is the reason why sickness comes very, 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 very slowly, slowly, slowly. But in that slowly process, please pay attention to your body and say, I don't seem to understand my body. Let me try to go to find out what is wrong with me. Okay, what did I eat yesterday? What different food that I have eaten this week or this month or this day? All those little things, you got to pay attention to all of that to avoid disease that comes to us. But fasting is a medicine. It's only the cure for any disease. It's only the cure for even the indigestion problem. Everything that happens to our bodies in our body does not require medication. It just needs to sit down. I got somebody that came here this morning. I asked her, I said, what happened to the food now? She said, I told her, what did you take?
No.
I just stopped eating some stuff that I was eating, and I went to the gym, and I started exercising, and then it went away. I said, okay. Sometimes body is just telling you move.
Mm-hmm.
Move from this point to that point. Take this out of your mouth, put this in your mouth.
Mm-hmm.
The same way we talk to babies, our children when they are young, oh, don't do that, don't do that. Our body tell us the same thing. Don't eat it, move here, move here. Our body tell us the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But we are so busy with the world activities. And the activity that we are running behind, we're just running behind it and we're not catching it. And by the time we come to realize, we become the loser of all the running. The body has wear tear out. You're so weak. You cannot even hardly get back in your bed. Our body is not just a regular cell. Especially when you're going through cancer. Please be attentive to your body. Please be attentive to what you eat, what you don't eat. Everything on Google is not right. It's not telling you what is it you need to know. Call living somebody. Somebody you think can talk to you, can explain certain things to you for you to understand. Call that living person and say, you know what, and da-da-da, and da-da-da. Do you have any idea to help me? This is one of the reasons why New Season Ministry organized this cancer conversation, so that we can be able to connect each other with simple questions that if we went somewhere and we cannot get an answer at least, you can call the pastor over there or you can call me and say, hey, I got this question. I need help.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Our goal in this ministry here is to get rid of disease in the black community. We cannot continue to be guinea pig for every sickness that comes in the world.
Mm-hmm.
We cannot continue to be cancer carrier. We cannot continue to be blood pressure carrier. We cannot continue to be diabetes carrier. We cannot continue to be heart disease. You name it, kidney, all of these diseases, we should not be the carrier. And that's the reason why this is organized, so that we can connect and help one another. The more we answer each other questions, the more we ask questions, the better we will be. Many times people come here, you know, the cancer cannot take chemo natural way. I say, well, here in America, you want everything fast. So you can do both ways. That way you're taking the juice and put the chemo in, and the juice will clean the chemo out of your blood. I am available anytime to answer anybody's question. By to pass me. Even with a cancer disease, yes, yeah, that's the best time to fast. Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You know you're taking medication. At least just miss 3 hours a day. It's good enough. It's not going to kill you. It's not going to break you down.
No, it's not.
Just 3 hours, 2 days a week, 3 days a week. You've got to train your body like that until your body get used to where you are going, and it will start to go along with you. I've been fasting with Pastor Constant for a couple of months.
Mm-hmm.
It was not easy from the beginning.
No.
But I'm going to let her tell y'all from the time we've been fasting up to this time how she's feeling now, what she had done for herself. So I'm going to let her come in to give you a little lecture on that. Come on,
amen.
Constant.
Amen. Amen. I will tell you that the fasting has been well worth it. As Dr. Awani stated, you don't have to fast for an extended period of time. Some people think that when they hear fasting, that means, okay, I have to fast all day. I have to fast for 2 days, no more. You can fast for a certain time, as we are doing, for 7 hours out of the day. I start at 6 a.m. and go to 1 p.m. And we started at 3 days. Now we're up to 4 days out of the week. And it has really made a difference in my body of not feeling heavy and sluggish. And now I have more energy and not fatigued and tired. And so it makes a difference. It makes all the difference. I highly, highly recommend that you take the time to fast, to allow your body that time to rest from food, and you're denying your physical body. Then you should also help during that time period to pray, to ask God to give you guidance, mm-hmm. direction through the Holy Spirit, read the Word of God. Help to strengthen your physical body. Help to strengthen your spiritual mm-hmm. self, your spiritual self. And so if you think also, too, you know, I really can't fast because, I don't know if I can do that. That's the reason why you delve into the Word of God, because His Word says that I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. And He will strengthen you and allow for you to take this time of fasting. It's very important. I wanted to go some of the other questions for Dr. Justina. First of all, you mentioned that you said, and I just wanted you to repeat that so everyone could hear it. Did you say yellow doc tea? Y-E-L-L-O-W-D-O-C-K?
Yellow doc.
Yes. Okay.
Yeah, yellow doc and root.
Yellow doc root.
That is for indigestion.
Mm-hmm. All right. And you said,
you know, The easier way you can, this is a busy country. So sometimes when you live in country like this, and you want to make sure that you are healthy, you find a way to be very creative with what you can do for you to be able to be where you want to be at. So the yellow dot rule, what you can do here is you boil it enough, and when you cool down to 0 degree temperature, you pour it in a glass jar and put it in your refrigerator. Every morning, all you do now is you just pour at least 4 ounces, 1 minute, drink it, you're ready to go.
Okay. Okay.
It's really easy that way. And the longer it sits there together in the refrigerator, the more concentrated it's going to be. And make sure you make it very concentrated enough because you're only taking 4 ounces a day. So you can take that 4 ounces in the morning. And at the end of the day, you take another 4 ounces before and after your dinner. So it can help you to sleep well because indigestion, it is many people that have problems sleeping at night is because the cellular system is empty. Nothing is there. So nothing goes down. When indigestion gets to some point, you are miserable.
You stated earlier that one of the causes of indigestion is drinking along with eating food, and you also gave us a remedy for that to say to drink either 30 minutes before you eat or 30 minutes after you eat. Are there any other causes of indigestion that you can share with us, such as I've heard that the wrong combinations of food can also cause indigestion? Can you elaborate on that and share some light on that?
Food combination is one thing we also consider very much in a holistic nutrition diet arena too. Acidic food and sugary food, of course, that will give you indigestion problem. In that, the acidic food, when you eat, that's not a pizza and all of this they make in this country in Mexico, stomach be walking around like this. The meat, which is acid, meat, any flesh is acidic. So the best way you can avoid indigestion sometimes is if you like to eat meat and rice, eat your meat first. Because meat digests in the intestine, down in the lower part of the intestine. That's where meat digests. And carbohydrate digests in the upper part of the intestine. But if you put those two together, what's going to happen is the meat is taking about 4 hours to complete digestion in your body. And in the process of doing that, the carbs, when you eat carbohydrate before it digests in your body, it turns to sugar. So while the carb is waiting for 4 hours for the protein to digest, it ferments. When it ferments, it gives you gas. Your stomach be and bleeding or this and bobbing and all of that. So improper combination of food is also another cause of indigestion. So people are not very much aware of that. Eating a lot of oily food is also causes of indigestion because oil takes about 24 hours to digest in the human body. And so the food is cooked with the rice is together, the meat is together, everything is together. So and the oil sit all inside there, the cheese diet in this country. So all, if you want to, from the beginning, it's going to be a little bit, you would think it's a little bit hard for you, but no, it's not. Just take your time. Start very slowly. Practice over and over. One at a time. The next thing you look, you master it. and you start sharing the message around. So if you want to cook food the way it is, it's all mixed together. Another way you can avoid indigestion with mixed food in this country is make sure you eat something raw, salad. You can eat a salad before the mixed food, or you can eat a salad after. What is the raw food going to do? It has pre-digesting enzyme. It's going to help the mixed food to go down in a quickly possible time so it doesn't give you gas. That's another way you can treat indigestion too. But again, in that raw food, make sure that you are not mixing sweet and sour together.
Nothing.
Now,
okay.
If you want to do that in the evening hours, you want to make sure that in that salad you put something bitter inside. Anything bitter can digest anything in a human body. So your nice salad should always consist of something that is bitter in taste so that it can fasten the digestion process for you to sleep well.
Okay. Good. Thank you. Thank you. Does caffeine, Dr. Awani, cause indigestion? And, of course, I'm sure nobody out there drinks alcohol, but I have to ask that question as well. Does drinking alcohol and caffeine, do those things cause indigestion?
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Alcohol on the empty stomach, yes, is going to cause a digestion problem because, well, the tissues is burned with no, it's not a food that is going there to give it some nutrients. So drinking liquor on the empty stomach, yes, is going to cause you a lot of burn in the stomach, which is called indigestion too. So you look at it in a common way, you look at it, you can't drive the car without gas in it, do you?
No, you don't.
No. So whoever wants to drink, eat enough and go drink your liquor, you'll be all right.
Thank you. Is there a difference between indigestion and heartburn? I've heard of, you know, we've heard the term heartburn. Is that one in the
same? It's the same as that.
It is the
because
same.
What made it hard to burn is the acidic fluid. It's not going
mm-hmm.
down. It's coming up. So it's going to make it hard to burn.
Okay.
It's
wow.
Acid. Yeah, it's the acidic
wow.
fluid. Yeah. And
you
this
gave...
is why at the end of the day. Yeah, go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, the best food you can eat before you sleep, it cannot be carbohydrate. If you eat meat, until this and go to bed, you will be fine because meat digests in the bottom part of your stomach. So as you go there, it's sitting down there and you go to sleep, you will be fine. But if you eat carbohydrate at the end of the day, especially late and go to sleep, of course, yeah, you're going to get a lot of heartburn because that, it digests in the upper part of the stomach, it doesn't go down. So it's just sitting there. Fermenting.
What about antacids to treat indigestion? What are your thoughts on that? They have all of these different supposedly antacids on the counter, on the market. What is your thoughts on antacids to treat indigestion?
Well, if you combine your food properly, it's going to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you're going to be eating and drinking water, that's not going to work for you. No.
No.
That's the reason why is they make different kinds of it, trying to figure out which one will work. But the
mm-hmm.
only way all of them are going to work is you got to allow the saliva to break the food down.
Mm-hmm.
God made water for thirst, and he made his saliva to digest food in a human body.
All right. Wow. Wow. That's something that I've learned tonight, that saliva God has an intent for it to cause the food to break down to help
mm-hmm.
with digestion.
Mm-hmm.
Because you find many
mm-hmm.
people, they think that, okay, I'm eating, I need to go ahead and use this water
mm-hmm.
or lemonade or tea or carbonated beverages to, oh, I'm going to use this to wash
mm-hmm.
the food down. And then not knowing that that is one of the primary causes of indigestion and bloating and gas and heartburn
mm-hmm.
and
mm-hmm.
goes on and
mm-hmm.
on. So thank you so much
mm-hmm.
for sharing this information. I'm going to go ahead and open the lines up at this time to for our callers. If you have a question for Dr. Justina regarding cancer or any other disease, or if you have a question regarding bloating, gas, indigestion, this is your opportunity. Go ahead, one on your dial pad. We would love to hear from you. And this is your opportunity to get your questions answered. This is something that indigestion nearly impacts probably at some point everybody. At some point it has
mm-hmm.
impacted probably everyone. And so we need to talk about it. You need to learn about it. How do you help to prevent it? Go ahead and press 1 on your dial pad and pose your question to this woman of God who has, as I shared, she has a mantle on her life to help to eradicate sickness and disease amongst the people, amongst the masses. Is there anyone tonight that has a question? If you do, press 1 on your dial pad. You know, and while we're waiting, we see so many people with stomachs that are bloated, Dr. Justina, you know, bloated stomachs, and they deal with gas. And sometimes, you know, again, it is just simply because of what you've shared, it not knowing exactly the proper way to eat and what
mm-hmm.
to combine together, what not to combine together. Again,
mm-hmm.
indigestion is something that is really, really prevalent amongst people. We have a caller,
mm-hmm.
praise God. Caller number 4294. Just one moment. Yes. Associate Pastor Manley, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Good evening, everyone.
Good
evening, Pastor.
Good evening.
Good evening, Doctor. How are you this evening?
I'm good. Are you glad to hear your voice?
Yes, it's blessed to hear you too. Greetings. Just wonderful, always tuning in to hear all your wonderful messages about good living and healthy living and everything. And I just had a question about aromatherapy. I don't know if that's part of something that you prescribe, but I have a friend who has some cancer, and they were suggested that they use aromatherapy, fragrant oils, to provide a calming sensation on these fuses such as lavender can be applied to the skin or massaged on or added to bath water. Do you know if there to be any like healing releases that you can get from aromatherapies, and would they be helpful in relieving nausea, pain, and stress and such like that?
What type of cancer she has?
She has the cancer of the throat.
Mm. Okay.
Yeah. And it was suggested that
the way we apply that is she will use peppermint oil, eucalyptus,
mm-hmm.
The lavender. Put a drop get a good size bucket, put a drop, make sure the water is hot enough, and put a drop inside, cover yourself and open your mouth on the heat so that it can go down through the lungs.
Oh, that's good, because with the chemotherapy and the radiation, it dries out the skin and the throat, and the swallowing is difficult. So that's good. That would help maybe with the...
If she wants to do the, she can do it that way, and also she has to mix that all the oil with castor oil or jojoba oil, so that those two oil will help those two to go down to her skin.
Okay. Oh, that sounds good.
Or she
I
can
think
mix
that
it with Vaseline too. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. You're always a wealth of information and strength, and we thank God for you so much, and let God continue to build you up so you can come back and see us again. We appreciate you.
Amen.
Well, I appreciate you too. We got to work together as communities so that we can be a better living soul for God.
Amen. Amen. I believe that wholeheartedly. And we thank you for sacrificing your time and your energy towards this broadcast. It's helping a lot of people out there that you just don't know. But God will continue to bless you and strengthen you and prosper you. God bless you. Love you.
Love you, sir. I receive it. Amen. But if you are a child of God and you cannot, welcome your fellow Christian, then we got some questions to answer on that.
Amen.
But thank you so much. I receive it.
Amen.
Thank you so much, Associate Pastor Manley, for posing those questions. And thank you, Dr. Awani. Before we close out, I wanted to ask one other question. You talked about people eating at certain hours, you know, late over in the night. Sometimes people get, you know, they wake up and they're like, okay, I just got to have a midnight snack or 2 a.m. snack or 4 a.m. snack. And so with that, what is there a certain hour that you would recommend that people just cease from eating? You know, some people I've heard people say, okay, don't eat anything after 7 o'clock p.m. or 8 o'clock p.m. You know, again, to allow your body the opportunity to rest from food. But you do still have people that go on binges and even in the wee hours of the morning. And I don't believe that that's certainly the healthiest thing to do. So speak to that before we end the broadcast tonight.
Well, of course, 7, 8 o'clock is okay depending on what you eat. But again, people have choices that they make when to eat, when not to eat. Even if you tell somebody don't eat at this time, the fact that they have done it for so long in their lifetime, they don't want to do what you're trying to tell them to do. But your body will tell you when to eat, when not to eat anyway. It'll let you know.
Okay.
So if you cannot eat heavy food, meat and all of this, and go to bed after, even if you eat heavy meal between 7, 8 and go to sleep, you're still going to be uncomfortable because body is just is laying down there. It's not moving to produce energy to help the enzyme to break the food down. So it's still a problem. So if you try not to be turning up and down in the bed, you want to eat after 8 or 7 o'clock, it got to be something very light. It can be like a salad, pretty much.
something like.
It cannot be lettuce. It got to be something green so that as you're sleeping, your body also being alkaline. You wake up in the morning, you have enough sound mind and sound brain, enough energy to get ready for the day.
Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
If you're going to eat rice, you go to bed, then you want to eat that rice with a salad. Because remember the carbs, it doesn't go down, it's sitting up. But if you eat it with something raw, the raw will break it down quickly and push it down so that it can be in your chest.
I see. I see. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, thank you so much this evening for enlightening us and sharing the information regarding our topic, Cancer Conversations, Nutrition Now, and specifically talking about fasting and indigestion this evening. I pray that these this information was beneficial and a blessing to those that were on the line tonight. Dr. Awani, we thank you so, so much. As a associate pastor shared, you're filled with a wealth of information, and I thank God for you because the Word of God tells us that our people perish for a lack of knowledge. But you are on a crusade to the word out to be able to help as many people that have an ear to hear and want to implement these principles of good health. And so we thank you. Before we close out tonight, we always like to give the opportunity, if you don't know Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior of your life, it is simple as you just asking the Lord for this, yes, Lord, I repent of my sins, and asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart, stating that you know that he is the Son of the living God, that he came to this earth, lived, died, and was resurrected for your sins and mine. So if you just pray that simple prayer of saying, Lord God, I'm a sinner. I ask you to come into my heart. Take charge of my life for the rest of my life. And if you prayed but a prayer as simple as that, we welcome you into the kingdom of God tonight. Go forth, my dear friends, brothers, and sisters. I pray again, blessings upon each of you, and have a wonderful night in the Lord. To God be all the glory. Join us back here on Monday night for the Seasons of Purpose radio broadcast at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, thank you, Dr. Justina Awani. We love you all, and have a very blessed evening in the Lord. God bless. Take care.
You too. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. Love you now. God bless.
Love you too.
Praise the Lord, everybody. We got a message to encourage you and let you know that no matter what you're going through, there's still glory coming, and it's coming after this. Clap your hands, come on!